Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We're joined now by Tom Bevan, an editor, Real Clear Politics, and he's the publisher of Real Clear Politics. And Tom, thank you very much for taking some time out of your Tuesday morning to join us to talk about some politics. There's a lot of good politics stories going on today.
You bet, Vince. Great to be with you.
Nice to have you. We've got the Alabama special election today, and I really would love to explore with you, especially because Real Clear Politics is so good at tracking polling around all the time on and is regularly referenced. Do you have a sense at this moment of who's the actual polling front runner? Because it seems like the Alabama polls have suggested that these three Republicans, Roy Moore, and you've got Luther Strange and Mo Brooks, have been all over the place.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We had a poll come out yesterday, a couple polls come out yesterday that prove your point. I mean, Trafalgar Group, which is a Republican polling firm, they had Roy Moore up 12 points, and the Emerson poll came out and showed Luther Strange up 3 points. So the polls have been a little bit all over the place. Obviously, polling a special election is more difficult than polling sort of a normal election, although unlike Georgia 6 earlier, trying to get down to the congressional district level, this is a statewide race, and so it's a little bit better that way. But the balance of the polling evidence shows that Roy Moore is ahead. But the real battle is between Luther Strange and Mo Brooks to see who can make it into this runoff. And you saw President Trump tweet again this morning backing Luther Strange. That's, I think, the third or fourth tweet that he has has done, which was a real surprise endorsement, given how Trump had been going after Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in Washington to turn around and back Luther Strange. Surprised a lot of folks. I think perhaps helped Luther Strange, but also upset some of Trump's backers in Alabama who thought he should have gotten behind Mo Brooks.
What do you count for that? Like, why do you think the president has gotten so come out so hard and fast for Strange?
You know, it's baffling to a certain degree. I mean, he has said in his tweets that Strange has been good on some of his issues, the issues that Trump, is most interested in, but I think more than anything, he's met the guy, gotten to know him, and likes him, and he's loyal to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
Trump is a very personal, the president, I should say, his personality and getting along with people is a big part of why he supports different people.
No, Emily, that's exactly right. And I think that's the main reason that there's no other reason why Trump would turn around and back a guy who, again, is one of the folks in Mitch McConnell's army and was Mitch McConnell's preferred candidate. So,
we were explaining earlier, as I called the Bachelor in Paradise of Washington, because the president is openly bashing Mitch McConnell, and Mitch McConnell supports Strange, and then you've got the president supporting Strange, which doesn't make any sense, except for they're all hooking up in Mexico, which is the Bachelor in Paradise part of this dynamic. But it's confusing for all of us. Well, that's why you were saying why it's a funny dynamic for the president to support Strange, who's his enemy's friend.
Tom, I want to ask you about that component of it, which is it seems that the reason he might be supporting Luther Strange, in addition to his personal affability towards the guy, could revolve in part around the fact that Mo Brooks came out and criticized the president's efforts to go after Jeff Sessions. So a couple of weeks ago, the president's attacking Jeff Sessions openly in public on Twitter, who's basically sainted in the state of Alabama. Mo Brooks admits out loud, he's like, look, I could suffer for this electorally, but I don't care. I'm here to support Jeff Sessions. He's a good, upstanding person. And that may have had an impact here.
But yeah, you can never rule something like that out. I mean, Trump, again, he takes these slights personally. He holds grudges. He's not afraid to fire back, and that could absolutely be one of the factors that's playing into this. But as I said, I mean, it may give him Strange this edge that he it looks like in the last polls. In the aggregate, that Mo Brooks has sort of been fading and a little bit. One of the polls had him, pretty far behind Luther Strange, and so if that's the case, you know, I don't know how much Trump's endorsement, it's impossible to say exactly how much Trump's endorsement would have helped Strange. But as I said, it wasn't a total net positive for him. You had a lot of folks in Alabama, conservative talk show hosts and others, who didn't like Trump's endorsement of Strange and criticized him for it. And a lot of his supporters were sort of baffled by it. And I don't know that they're going to necessarily turn around and go out and,
well, that,
and vote for
that extends today. That extends to, you know, Mark Levin. You've got Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, all have supported Mo Brooks here. So very interesting dynamic.
When do you think today?
By the way, the president is still very personally popular in the state of Alabama, right, Tom?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
And when do you think we'll start getting turnout numbers and start knowing what's going to happen down there? Results.
That's a good question. I mean, special elections again are a little bit. I think it's going to take a little bit longer tonight, but and depending on how close the race for second is, I mean, we could be up for quite some time. I'm not exactly sure when the polls close. I haven't looked at that this morning. So,
if it's close, it could go. We could not find out for.
But
a couple
what
of days.
We will know. I mean, if it's close, it would have to be close among three people, because at this point, this is really a race for two. Once they clear this hurdle, this goes on to a special. This moves on to the next stage, the runoff, where these two guys run against each other. I guess it is possible that the next two people could be close.
Well, it could be possible. And look, I think, again, the balance of the evidence shows that Roy Moore is going to make the runoff, no question. And then the question is whether it's Strange or Mo Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the polls have had them pretty close, so we'll have to wait and see. But right now, I'd have to give Luther Strange the edge tonight.
Yeah, fascinating to watch that. So let me ask you quickly about Kid Rock. He's apparently, you know, keeps flirting with whether or not he's going to run in Michigan. There's some question about the name Kid Rock even being eligible to be on the ballot. I didn't know this was possible. What's going on here?
Well, my understanding of this is that Kid Rock would not be able to be on the ballot. You're not allowed to use pseudonyms or nicknames or stage names or any of that. He would have to be Robert Ritchie, which is his formal name. And so part of what Kid Rock had going for him as a political candidate is his name ID. Everybody
right.
knows him as the state of Michigan. But how many people are going to know when they go to vote that Robert Ritchie is actually Kid Rock? And so that could play into his decision, that it could be a negative factor in determining whether he's going to get into this race or not.
Because you're going to have spend a lot on ads to convince everybody to vote for Robert Ritchie, you said?
Yeah, I think his friends call him Bob.
It's really funny. It's such a normal name. It reminds me, do you guys remember when Marion Barry's son, which I don't remember what his real name was, had his name legally changed to Marion Barry Jr. so that he could run when his dad died and people be confused and elect him? And
not surprised at all.
So Washington, and I think he actually did get elected.
Yep.
I don't even remember what his real name is. I think he's in jail now or something, actually.
Well, I know.
Sorry if he's not and he's listening.
I'm going to assume, given all of his truth this morning, that your real name is Tom Bevin, and I'm very grateful you stopped by Mornings on the Mall, Tom.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Very interesting day as we watch this Alabama special election, and Kid Rock might not be able to run under Kid Rock.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.